So did you hear about this? This week, First Lady Laura Bush made an appearance on the Today Show as a guest host to help promote her and daughter Jenna Bush's new children's book. And coincidentally, or not, the president made a special guest appearance on an episode of the game show Deal or No Deal. I guess it's never too soon to audition for post-White House gigs. So our resident TV expert, Jonathan McLean, is here to help grade these performances. Hi, McLean.
Hey, Faith. NBC. Mm-hmm. NBC, which is now apparently the National Bush Channel. Mm-hmm. As you said, Faith, we've got Laura in the morning, which is very catchy, by the way, and George at night, who, as president, that is right. He is entitled to the primetime slot, so that's fair.
Jonathan, why was the president, why was our president, the POTUS, on Deal or No Deal? Was he trying to help the economy by winning $1 million?
That's right, Faith. Yes, that is actually what was happening. That was the original idea, yeah. But ultimately, he took a deal of $150 and the chance to have a private dinner with the girls who hold the briefcases. No, don't be silly, Faith. He appeared, actually, to thank a contestant who was on the show for serving three tours in Iraq. Three tours. Two of his very own choosing.
Good evening, Captain Kobus. I'm thrilled to be on Deal or No Deal with you tonight. Come to think of it, I'm thrilled to be anywhere with high ratings these days. Howie, I don't know if you're free to come to Washington anytime soon, but I have to reach an agreement with Congress on the federal budget. How'd you like to host a $3 trillion deal or no deal?
No.
Pow!
Oh, wow.
Zip, pow, bang. That is how you do it. Look at those jokes. Look at those. And the guy's not even a professional.
You mean he's not a professional comedian?
Okay. Anyway, I give him a solid B+.
Huh.
He looked good. He looked great in HD. Of course, he was next to Howie Mandel. But he was on and off in like 20 seconds. And that obeys one of the fundamental rules of entertainment. Leave him wanting more.
Okay, then I'll say goodbye to you now, McLean. Thanks very much.
Zip bang, and you're not even a professional.
Oh, I've been called a professional. All right,
on
to Laura Bush on the Today Show.
Yes, right. Well, okay. Well, she was there sort of in a two-part capacity. First, she was there with her daughter Jenna to hawk the children's book they wrote together, Read All About It.
Oh, all right. How's that book?
I don't really read, but I'm sure it's fantastic. I thought the segment, however, was a bit of a yawn fest. I was initially going to give that whole segment a C, but then Laura discussed the main character of their book, Tyrone, and his approach to reading.
You know, he loves to play baseball. He loves to do everything that's acting, but he just doesn't like books.
Right. Yeah. Let me see about this for a second. Likes baseball. Mm-hmm. Not really into reading.
Doesn't like books.
I wonder where they got the idea for that character from. And so, for the subtle and likely subconscious dig at the president, I decided to bump that segment up to a C+.
Seems fair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but then the Today Show anchor Ann Curry, being the pro she is, moved fairly quickly from the banal and irrelevant subject of children's literacy to a subject that really does matter to Americans.
You also are working on another major project. We should say you're on a book tour, what, two, three weeks before your wedding.
Oh, my God, she's so brave.
Oh, so heroic. And they wanted to talk about the gown, which I guess is just beautiful. So I decided to give the segment an A+.
Seriously? With the first lady on her show, that is what Ann Curry focused on.
She's a pro.
Yeah, what did they talk about when Mrs. Bush moved into the co-host chair? Hair extensions or wedding guest gifts?
No.
Yeah, what?
No. As host, the whole thing turned much more professional. Laura Bush talked about children's books other authors had written. And if you felt that NBC wasn't hard-hitting, the Today Show opened the segment by discussing President Bush's enjoyment of dancing.
Put together kind of a compilation. That was New Orleans yesterday. And I think we've got some other examples over the past several months and years of him going.
Yeah. He danced. Oh, Dancing with the Stars there.
That's right. He danced throughout Africa. He danced on Malaria Day.
How else would you celebrate malaria? So all in all, McLean, how do you think the First Lady did on the air this morning?
Well, you know, compared to like a Katie Couric, I mean, I got to give her a D. But that's, you know, Meredith Vieira can't. That's a tough act to follow. Mm. But as a representative for the administration and the country, well, I mean, there's kind of a curve, right? So if you carry the one,
thank you, McLean.
It's like an upsilon squared.
Bye.